Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Briefs for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. Will the White Album be the next Beatles release to get the deluxe edition treatment? Giles Martin seemed to infer that in a BBC interview, but then he quickly backed down from the statement and said he promises he's not working on it and to enjoy Sgt. Pepper. It looks like we'll have to wait a year to find out. Ringo Starr has been getting a lot of help from his friends during the recording of his new album. Ringo has tweeted out photos with a host of guest musicians who've dropped by to lend their talents to the recording. So far, we've seen Paul McCartney, Joe Walsh, Peter Frampton, Sheila E., Ben Montench from the Heartbreakers, Richard Page, Timothy B. Schmidt, Steve Lukather, Richard Marx, Dave Stewart, Don Was, Gary Burr, Greg Bissonette, as well as acclaimed session players Amy Keys and Nathan East. Paul dropped by the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts last week for a mentoring session with the students. He then joined Woody Harrelson, who happened to be visiting the school the same day to screen Harrelson's new film, Lost in London. Former Oasis singer and wannabe Beatle Liam Gallagher is launching a clothing line to honor the anniversary of Sgt. Pepper. He'll feature a line of jackets and shirts through his fashion line, Pretty Green. The designs will become available on August 17th in the UK and Japan, or on the store's website. And finally, more Beatles hair went up for auction. The four individual lots, consisting of a few strands of hair, sold for over $10,000. Interestingly, Paul's hair went for the most money, about $3,000 or $600 per strand. George and Ringo went for about $2,900 each, and John surprisingly went for only $1,400. Just last year, his hair sold for $35,000, and in 2007, it sold for $48,000. Check out rare Beatle-signed artwork as well as famous Beatle photographs and animation at rockartshow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.